From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The headgear worn by some Muslim women living in Western society has long been an issue in Europe. France and Germany, each with several million Muslim inhabitants, have been at the center of that debate. But it's Belgium, with a Muslim population of just over 600,000, that will soon make wearing the wrong kind of headgear a crime. Terry Schultz reports.
French-speaking and Dutch-speaking politicians in Belgium sometimes find it so hard to cooperate, the country's more than once gone without a working government for months at a time. So it's remarkable that any legislation could anticipate the swift and unanimous parliamentary approval expected for the proposed burqa ban, which has lawmakers across the political spectrum seeing eye to eye. They think it's fair to demand that everyone in Belgium should be able to see eye to eye, explains the measure's sponsor, Liberal Party head Danielle Bachelain.
If we want to live together in a free society, we need to recognize each other.
Bachelain rejects accusations the bill is anti-Islamic. On the contrary, he says, it will help Muslims integrate into society. Bachelain argues that banning the burqa, a head-to-toe covering, and the niqab, a scarf that leaves only the eyes visible, will benefit the women themselves, even though they'd be subject to a fine or jail time for covering their faces.
To forbid the veil, the covering, is to give them more freedom. And I'm proud that Belgium is the first country to do that.
Feminist activist Yasmina Achendaf is anything but proud of that.
As a Belgian, I am really embarrassed about my country. And as a Muslim woman, I'm afraid of my Belgian politicians because those are the people that I voted on. Those are the people that should talk about our interests.
Born and raised in Antwerp, where there's a large Muslim population, Achendaf helped found a group whose name translates as Boss Over One's Own Head. It's launched a lawsuit against the city's ban on wearing any religious headgear in public schools or government jobs. As for the burqa, Achendaf says because there are so few women in Belgium who do cover their faces, she believes the law is more provocative than practical.
It is more about creating some sort of atmosphere, and you create some more Islamophobia. And as a politician, as a public servant, you are actually supposed to bring people together and not separate them even more.
Those separations are already clear in some parts of Belgium. The Molenbeek neighborhood of Brussels is majority Muslim. Many shop signs are in Arabic, as is the music wafting out of their doors and the language of the customers. Headscarves are ubiquitous here, but on this day there's not a burqa to be seen for blocks and blocks. Pedestrians willing to talk about the touchy situation are almost as scarce. Mariam Koltek, a medical student wearing a headscarf, is one of the few not shy about her opinions.
Le burqa, c'est son choix.
Belgian by birth, Koltek says, while she wouldn't wear a burqa, it should be her choice. No one's telling followers of the Dalai Lama what to wear in Belgium, she points out. But on a side street in Molenbeek, where she's lived 30 years, Georgette Tiron laments the huge influx of foreigners to her neighborhood and says the full veil is not welcome there either. It's not Belgian, she says. It's not normal. Why do they come to Belgium then? Muslim activist Yasmina Achendaf has a different question. She doesn't argue that under those veils may be some women who are being oppressed by conservative Islamic traditions. But if the Belgian government truly wants to liberate them, she wonders, why pass a law that locks them up? In jail if they defy the coming burqa ban, or in their homes if they obey it. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.